And now on Breakfast with Bossy and Brandy, the back page with David Riccio.
Dave, the New South Wales Blues have been asked to change their jersey by the NRL. Is it going to happen?
Yeah, good morning, Missile. Good morning, Bossy. No, it's not. Guys, I'm struggling to understand the outrage here.
Ooh.
Bossy, what's...
Yes.
I don't understand. What are you blowing up about as far as a navy blue jersey? This is 2023, the last time I checked.
Yeah. That's right.
Is it not a colour of blue? Now,
what?
Do not even consider. Don't even question the fact that if the maroons were some other colour, not maroon, and they had the ability to tinker with their colour, they would. They would for marketing purposes. Absolutely. I've got no problem with it, guys. It's a colour blue. 2019, they wore a similar style jersey. I thought it looked pretty good. If the Blues were running out in some purple polka dot jersey, I could understand the outrage, but certainly not
sky blue
on this occasion.
Sky blue, yeah. David. Sky blue is New South Wales colours. The first Origin game. Yeah. Go back. Why don't you, David? Why don't you go back and watch the first Origin game in 1980, and Arthur Beetson runs out in a maroon jersey, and Maxi Krilich comes out with a New South Wales team. They're wearing sky blue. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that tradition?
Did he have little white stripes on his shoulders too, Maxi Krilich? They had little white stripes and the numbers on the shoulders, remember?
I've had a great big KB logo on him or somewhere, on the shorts or somewhere. I don't know. But anyway, sky blue versus maroon.
The NRL understand that, you know, clearly some fans don't like it, but the NRL can't. It's not about the design or the massive Westpac logo or anything like that. It's actually all the NRL is interested in is the colour clash. And if there was to be a colour clash on Wednesday night, and, you know, they're saying that that's unlikely to be the case, that we'll be able to differentiate both teams quite clearly, and therefore the jersey will stand.
All right, we've got that. What's the latest on Payne Haas? Will he be wearing the Navy jersey on Wednesday night with the New South Wales team, or is the injury going to keep him out, the ankle injury? What is the extent?
Bossy is looking good for Payne Haas. And look, you've got to give the Blues credit. They were never really panicking about Payne Haas when he did suffer the rolled ankle, the sprained ankle, last Thursday at Coogee training. Payne Haas trained freely yesterday. The Blues put their final touches together here in Sydney at a core stadium. They trained there yesterday, and Payne Haas got through the entire session. He's absolutely in. You can declare Payne Haas will play on Wednesday night. There's no problems whatsoever. Suggestions that the way he trained, it looked as though there was no issue at all, or ever had there been an issue with his ankle. So really positive signs for Payne Haas. He will play. As I said, the Blues travel to Adelaide today, guys. They'll land in Adelaide today. It's pretty much a travel day, so no training's required. All the work's done. All the work, all the build-up, the preparation is done. Only the captain's run tomorrow. Now, guys, I've spoken about this previously. The final session, the day before the game session, it's dead set a walkthrough. They kick the shoes off and kick the footy around and just have one final mental approach and discuss tactics, mental application. And really, as I said, it's hardly a training session. So as far as the Blues are concerned, this new look team, some selection bolters, it's all done. The work is done. They fly to Adelaide today and that captain's run tomorrow before the game on Wednesday. Likewise for Queensland, they also travel later today. They've got their final session up at Century Cove this morning before heading down as well today for their captain's run tomorrow in Adelaide. So we're getting to the pointy end, guys.
It's close. It's Christmas for us this time of year, Dave. Absolutely Christmas. I'm interested to get your opinion on Ricky Stewart's decision to rest Jared Croker against the West Tigers.
Yeah, Missile, it came as a surprise, didn't it? Look, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. And I say this with the context of the Raiders playing, making the call on the basis of the player. And when I say the player, It was only 12 months ago, guys, that Jared Croker suffered a shoulder injury that ruled him out for the season. It's almost to the day. It's almost to the day last year that he was gone for the season. And with inside the Raiders camp, his career was over. That was the feeling, that they had seen the last of Jared Croker playing in the green jersey. To his credit, he has worked his backside off and got back onto the footy field. And this is an occasion that few within that Canberra inner sanctum thought was possible. It must be said that Jared will only become the second Raiders player, only the second Raiders player to play 300 first grade games alongside another Croker, and that is Jason Croker. Mm. So the decision to rest him from this weekend's match to get him to his 300th, I can understand it in the context of what Jared has gone through to get here. My only concern for the Raiders is their injury toll in their back line with Sebastian Chris out. We know that there's just a mounting injury toll as far as their options out wide. And so the decision being made before last weekend's win just might come back to bite them against the Tigers. But you know what? I think they're prepared to live with it.
Touch wood, Jared Croker doesn't get injured at training this week, training for a game he's not playing.
True.
I mean, like that can happen. I mean, there's that many calf injuries out there at the moment. Little twinge in the calf. And touch wood, that doesn't happen. Now, David, are your pants up or down?
They're up at the moment, Bossy.
Yeah, I'd keep them up because people are looking to attack your and rip another one here. There's a lot of text coming through. Wow, David, need to wake up and listen to the supporters. That's from Smithy the Eel. David, hope you have time to read my long-winded text on your Blues comment. Nup, says Pedro. Hang up on Riccio now. He has no idea, says the Black Stump Eel. best way to teach the New South Wales Rugby League, don't buy the jersey. Ask the players, would they prefer to play in sky blue or dark blue? If I was a reporter, I'd ask that question. David, have you asked the players that question? Would they prefer, not do they mind wearing the navy, which of course they're going to come back, I don't mind, but would they prefer to play in sky blue? Ask them that question, David.
Black Stump Eel. That wasn't from Black Stump Eel. G'day, Eel. Listen, I'm interviewing James Tedesco. I will ask James Tedesco.
Would he have a preference? Yes, you've got to word it
that
way. Would you have a preference, David? And I've got to say, you're saying they're just flying down today, and Queensland's up in Sanctuary. How much build up really is it in the city, where they're flying? Where there's an ad on the wall saying, you know, if real footy's coming to Adelaide, like basically offending every AFL fan in the city.
Yeah.
It's not a great build-up, is it? So just a captain's run, which will be closed to the public.
That's right. Yeah.
Not much doing, is it?
I understand there's a press media public event in the Main Street Mall of Adelaide on Tuesday afternoon. And to your point, Bossy, that's probably the only visible sighting of the Origin teams for the general public down in Adelaide. I'll be happy to report once I get down there how those ticket sales are going. We know they're shy of a sellout at this point in time. So once I get down there, guys, I'll suss that out and try and get a feel for, as you said, the build-up or lack thereof for the Adelaide locals.
Yeah, well, you wear your navy blue New South Wales jersey around, so everyone thinks you're there. Although they say, oh, look, there's a bloke from Melbourne Victory walking down the street. What's he doing?
There's a Westpac employee.
David, you stand your dig, mate. Despite everyone there saying that you've lost the plot and that you're on the hoochie cooch, and you just keep going with that opinion. That's fine.
It's not the first time, not at all.
You need a bit of hoochie cooch to get through a trip to Adelaide just quietly.
Thanks, boys.
David Riccio from The Telegraph. You can follow all the breaking news on The Telegraph website throughout the day. Build up to State of Origin number one. I'll be there on Wednesday morning, broadcasting the show Wednesday and Thursday morning from Adelaide. So all the news there, and of course Greg Alexander giving us great access, and he'll be on again today after 8 o'clock this morning. It's 22 minutes after 7. Breakfast with Vossie, James. Oh, by the way, just before we go to a break, James, just for the listeners joining us, your sports bet odds, and we're going to be talking with Nick Ashman shortly about a Dancing with the Stars market. How are you training? Like, are you training the house down?
Training the house down. That's a curse, isn't it?
Are you training the house down?
I'm training as well as any swimmer has ever trained on the dance floor, Vossie. There you go.
I'm hearing some pretty good things. I reckon Magnuson's... This is Luton Town area.
It would be from, quite the Luton Town, you know, story, just quietly.
You know, I think you're ready to go. I'm hearing some great things about the throws and the...
If I showed you some early footage of my dancing, I think you might change your tune pretty quickly, but I'm having a crack at it.
Alrighty, this is Breakfast with Vossie and the soon-to-be-crowned champion of Dancing with the Stars, James Mambo Magnuson. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.